to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, June 3rd, 2018, by Eric Williams.
Some years ago, I was at a clergy conference, and we had a speaker who was an Episcopalian, but had been a Baptist before that, and he had the Baptist manner of convicting you in his sermons, and he looked us all in the eye, and he said, "You have all broken one of the Ten Commandments." So, of course, as Episcopalians, we're trying to remember the Ten Commandments. Let's see. It wasn't murder, I'm pretty sure. Also pretty sure about adultery, and then it gets a little fuzzy after that. He said, "I sat at lunch and dinner, and I heard you whining and complaining about how busy you are and how important you are and how you never have time to take a day off and you never take a vacation, and I want you to know you are breaking one of the Ten Commandments, and God is not impressed." And I kind of went, whoa, because he was exactly right. We had absorbed, as clergy, the same pressures that you all feel from the culture that we live in, a culture that is constantly telling us to be more and to do more, to work harder and smarter and more, and that gives us tools so that, as I heard a Microsoft executive quoted as saying, this was their goal at Microsoft, their goal was that you would never, ever be unproductive. 24/7. I mean, that smartphone or that tablet can keep you connected to your productive work all the time. Isn't that fantastic? You wake up at 3 in the morning, you can send off a quick email. Go to the bathroom, you can get some work done. I mean, it's crazy. But that's the world we are living in. That's the culture that we are living in that's driving us more and more. And sometimes it's external forces, but a lot of the time we have absorbed this. And even when no one is telling us to do this, our mind is telling us to do this. Our mind is telling us, don't listen to those commandments, work more, do more, prove yourself, because you are not good enough. Deuteronomy, our Old Testament lesson today, reminds us of the power and the meaning of that commandment that I'm talking about. Honor the Sabbath day and keep it holy. We just stop there usually. Honor the Sabbath day and keep it holy. And we make another rule out of it to add to the 8 million other rules that we feel like we should be following all the time. But Deuteronomy goes further, doesn't it? It tells us why. It reminds us that when we keep the Sabbath, we are in touch with the God who made the heavens and the earth, made them in 6 days, and then did what? Rested on the seventh day. That's part of the pattern of creation. God took a day off, and God wanted the creation to take a day off. And Deuteronomy says it's for you, and it's for your family, and it's for your male and female slaves, and it's for the stranger who's just showed up in your community, and it's even for your animals. Stop driving yourself and others so hard. Take time off. And why? Because you yourselves, as Hebrews, were slaves in Egypt. And remember Egypt? Remember how the Egyptians made you make bricks without straw? An impossible job? Who beat you? Who never ever gave you a lunch break? There was no 40-hour work week. And there was no weekend or day off. There was no Sabbath in Egypt. The Sabbath came when God liberated you and brought you to freedom and sent you to the promised land. So why are you carrying Egypt with you? You're free. You don't have to live there anymore. You can live in the promised land and live in the way that I have taught you, with a Sabbath day. Well, I think a lot of us keep Egypt in our minds and hearts too. We drive ourselves and we drive others to the point of exhaustion and even illness. I look around at our culture and I see us kind of lurching from this need to kind of medicate ourselves. I mean, we take uppers, we drink coffee in the morning to get us going, and then we have to have a glass of wine at the end of the day. We're dealing with, you know, tons, I mean, an amazing number of prescription drugs. We have so many prescription drugs now in this country that they have made it into our food and water supply. Even if you're not prescribed those drugs, you are taking them when you drink your tap water and eat food. It's amazing. We are overwhelmed with this need to work harder and do more, and we can't sustain it because we have forgotten the pattern that God gave us in creation. The Sabbath is not so much a rule as it is a gift. The gift of a God who loves us and who wants us to be whole and healthy and holy. Well, Jesus talked about the Sabbath in the gospel today, and he had his usual run-in with the Pharisees. They were all about the Sabbath, but not as a gift. They were about the Sabbath as another law that they could weaponize and use against Jesus. They were watching him like a hawk. His disciples were going through the grain field on the Sabbath, and they plucked the grain. Aha! You broke the Sabbath. Bad for you. You are going to whatever the version of hell is. Actually, just being cut off from the community. And Jesus gives them a little lesson. The Sabbath is a gift. You idiots, you've turned this gift into a rule, and you have used it against people rather than meditating on how it liberates us and frees us to live as God intended. It gets worse. He goes into the synagogue, and there is a man with a withered hand, and they're watching him like a hawk. Is he going to heal on the Sabbath? He better not heal on this. Oh, he did it. He healed on the Sabbath. And they decide immediately. Think about this. They are in the presence of the Messiah who has just performed a healing miracle. And instead of jumping up and down for joy, they immediately seek to destroy him. They have missed the entire point of the Sabbath and of Jesus. The message of the Sabbath for us is just as radical today as it was in the time of Deuteronomy and in the time of Jesus. It's the message that God has created us in love and for love, in liberation from slavery in Egypt, for the liberation of the world. And I think it's on us to think about how we apply that message today. How we ourselves have fallen short of living into this commandment of the Sabbath, this gift of the Sabbath. Why do we drive ourselves so hard? Do we really think we're that important? That the world cannot get by without us for a day? Really? Because it's just not true. We need that time, and the world needs that time. Just as in Egypt, the slaves, the Hebrew slaves, had no day off, I worry today about lots of people. You know, the Sabbath is kind of a luxury in our culture. If you're affluent enough, you can take a Sabbath. You usually don't. You know, Americans don't even take, we have the shortest vacations of any modern industrial country. I think it's 2 weeks on average. And most often, people don't even take their vacations. And they're proud of it. Proud of violating the Sabbath, right? But what about the people who don't have that luxury? What about the people who are increasing numbers of working poor? They don't get a Sabbath. They're working two or sometimes even three jobs just to stay even. The Sabbath invites us to think not only about ourselves, but also about our society. how are we creating a structure where all people can live into the liberation and freedom that God promises and wants for us? The Sabbath reminds us that we're created to the whole created order. When God created the heavens and the earth, we're part of that. The Sabbath is part of that, and every human being is part of that. The Sabbath is about the liberation of the Hebrews from Egypt, and it's about the continuing liberation of people, I think, in this culture and every culture. I encourage you this week to think a little bit for yourselves about what the Sabbath means to you. I think in our modern world, we have to redefine the Sabbath. You know, in parts of Los Angeles, where I grew up, there were Hasidic Jews who had a whole little neighborhood so that they could walk to synagogue on the Sabbath without ever having to drive, because any electrical current, you know, you create a circuit, that's work. If you go into a high-rise building and push an elevator button, you're breaking a circuit, that's work. And so there were elevators that were created, they were manufactured to stop at every floor automatically, so no one had to push a button. Like, I don't think that kind of rigid observance of the Sabbath is maybe necessary, but what does it look like in your life, in your family? Maybe it's not Saturday, maybe it's Sunday, maybe it's not even Sunday. What is the time that you can set aside to rest your mind, turn off the smartphone, do the things that recreate you and that help you to be in touch with God's creation and with your fellow human beings? And what is our call as a church to be about the continuing liberation of all people to live into the freedom and love and justice of God's ongoing creation? How might the Sabbath change the way we live? How might the Sabbath change the world we live in and help it to conform more and more to the creation that God intended from the beginning and wants us to help bring about?